Okay, welcome back to Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show this evening, and the NCAA Tournament and March Madness. It is rapidly approaching, and in our final segment tonight, we will examine some of the teams that are trending in the right direction at the perfect time and who might be capable of a surprise. We also will highlight teams that have really exceeded expectations this year, and it is such a pleasure to introduce and welcome in this evening Mo Cassera. He's an ESPN analyst. He's the former head coach at Hofstra, and it's such a pleasure to have you with us, because I know this is the time of year, Mo, that really gets your blood pumping. You got to love it.
It sure does. It's an exciting time of year, and it's a pleasure to be on the show. Thanks for having me.
Well, we want to get a quick primer and a breakdown for some of the listeners that are just, you know, joining in and coming on board with all the March Madness and tuning into the hoop action. And one team in particular, I know, Mo, that you have covered with ESPN this year, has been SMU. What is your thoughts on the Mustangs and just the job that Larry Brown has done and how he's transformed them into one of college basketball's nationally ranked teams and one of the best?
One of the things that Larry has done is not only built and put together a very good team this year, but he's now built a very good program. And I think that's really important to point out. He's only been there a short time, but he and his staff and the university have been able to get a lot of talent, build them together, and play in what's a really competitive league this year, a league that I think is going to get five teams in the NCAA tournament.
So when you break them down, when you look at SMU, why are they such a dangerous team? I mean, they have the depth, the style, but what are they doing? Because they have proven that they're capable of beating anybody on any given night.
They sure are. They had a tough loss against Louisville the other day, but I think it starts with a Hall of Fame head coach. When you have somebody like that who's at the reins and has been in so many close games and at so many different levels, I think that certainly helps and puts you in a great position to be successful in March, but they've been able to back themselves up with some transfers, some freshmen, some depth, and some very highly recruited kids, and that combination over time now has put them in a position to be very successful in what's been, as I mentioned, a very, very good league. So I'm excited to watch SMU. I think they're a team that can win some games in the NCAA tournament, and they have a lot of potential on that program.
ESPN analyst Mo Cassera is joining us this evening at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. I am Elissa Walker-Campbell. Join us online at Twitter at eRadioSports, eRadioSports.com. We don't want to get too far into the interview. Mo, tell off our listeners where they can go and check out some of your work online, too.
Well, they can follow me on Twitter and certainly on Facebook, Coach Mo Cassera. I do a lot of social media stuff and have been working for ESPN throughout the year, and had a chance to cover a lot of teams here in the Northeast. I'm up here in very cold New York today, but had a chance to cover a lot of teams throughout the Northeast. It's been an exciting year of college basketball. I think it's going to be a very exciting March.
It really is. And Larry Brown, of course, let's continue with our conversation there. Second year at SMU, and he really, the one thing that stands out in my mind and is my takeaway is he's got his team playing just some outstanding defense. They play that type of defense with such conviction. And when you have that, you're able to go on the road, go into Storrs, Connecticut, and pull off an upset against UConn like they did in January.
No question. And as we mentioned earlier, I think those are the type of teams that can be very successful in March. I love teams that really can defend as a team and have individual guys that can really defend. I had a chance to see Larry Brown and their staff and team early in the fall. I went down and watched them practice and spent a little time in Dallas. Had an opportunity to actually coach against them the previous year. What they're doing there is tremendous, and I know a lot of people in Texas and a lot of people around the country now are starting to watch.
And what's the atmosphere like there at SMU, at Moody Coliseum?
Exciting. I mean, new facility, a lot of upgraded facilities. You could just see the passion and excitement when they played Louisville the other day. Mm-hmm. I don't think anybody in Louisville or probably in the American Conference thought that that game was going to be such a highly touted game as the league began and the season started. But what SMU has been able to do throughout the year is really incredible.
We are going one-on-one with Mo Cassera this evening at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. We're going to kind of transition around a little bit and hit on a number of conferences, but who do you believe, in your mind, is the top when you talk about men's college basketball? I mean, the Big 12 has just been phenomenal this year, really from top to bottom, but is the Big 10 your top pick?
I think the Big 12 across the board has been the best league in the country. I really like the Big 10 as well. I think some of the teams, especially the way Michigan's playing right now, they're playing just tremendous basketball. John Beilein has done a wonderful job at Michigan. And I really like Wisconsin, what they've done. They've been able to go out of conference and win games. They've obviously been able to win a lot of games in their conference. Those are two teams in the Big Ten that I like. But Big 12 and Big Ten, I think across the board, have probably been the deepest and probably have the best teams.
Well, and how about Nebraska out of the Big Ten Conference? We were talking about that earlier with Husker great Jason Peter, just the excitement there in Lincoln, Nebraska now, and just how Tim Miles has really turned that program around.
No question. Always exciting to see teams that you don't normally see or talk about a lot in March. And Nebraska's a great story across the country. Very excited for them. They obviously have a long football tradition, but they're playing some awful good basketball right now.
Well, we are going one-on-one with Mo Cassera this evening at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show, and obviously talking about the Big Ten Conference. But the Big 12, what have you seen out of Lon Kruger's program with Oklahoma and what he's been able to accomplish? Because we were debating this even earlier on the program, that really perhaps he will be the Big 12 Conference Coach of the Year, just what he's been able to accomplish, because he didn't have a lot of big stars coming into this season.
He certainly didn't. And one thing Lon Kruger's been able to do throughout his career is get players better. I've watched his teams. He's won everywhere he's been. He actually has a couple New York kids. He has a New York kid on his team that I've watched that was not highly recruited, who's gotten better and better, than Isaiah Cousins. Love what they've been able to do there and kind of transform that program through a transition of having some down years. Certainly my vote for Coach of the Year, and his team has done some tremendous things as well.
Okay, but what about Iowa State? They certainly came out so fast out of the gates at the start of the Big 12 Conference season and really surprised a lot of folks, had that unblemished record for a tremendous stretch. Where do you see them at this point in this season?
One of the important things about winning in March is playing well at the right time.
Right.
A team like Louisville, for example, Coach Pitino, didn't hear a lot about them maybe in December or maybe early January. They're just kind of on the back burner, but boy, are they playing well now. Iowa State, on the other hand, was a team that, you know, early part of the season, unblemished record, playing very well. You know, Fred Hoiberg's done a great job there at Ames. But their team right now that's kind of limping into the tournament a little bit, had some good wins, a little up and down. Now, that doesn't mean you can't turn around. Conference tournament's a great time to kind of have a fresh slate. I always said that as a coach.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a brand new season. Throw all the records out. Throw the ups and downs out. Take Iowa State, for example. I think for them, they've got enough talent. They've got a great coaching staff. They're the type of team. Throw out some of the ups and downs through February and maybe January and now say, hey, clean slate. We've got enough talent to win our conference tournament and then head into that big dance with a lot of confidence and momentum. And that's the key. Those are the teams that usually win, the teams that go in with a lot of confidence and momentum.
Well, Mo, you're exactly right. You can't take anything for granted. We just think what happened a week ago. You know, Bill Self, the Jayhawks go into Stillwater, and they get knocked off by Oklahoma State. I mean, Marcus Mark, his return, I mean, it certainly was impressive. But they have appeared at times. Now, they have, what, 7 losses on the season, but they have appeared vulnerable.
They sure have. Now, I think part of that, too, is they have some youth. You know, they obviously have a lot of talent, but they've got some youth. And youth struggles on the road at times. Youth struggles with the grinds of a college basketball season. I think the average fan doesn't really understand how long the season is and how difficult it can be between balancing school and travel and tough league games and weather and different things like that. This is a tough time of year, and a lot of young teams will struggle on the road this time of year, even as talented as Kansas is.
We are hooping it up with Mo Cassera this evening at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show, as we fly through the fastest 2 hours in radio. And the one team, Mo, we wanted to invite you on, we got to get your perspective on, of course, is Wichita State. What an incredible job that Greg Marshall has done in such a short period of time. Last year, they were 30-9, 12-6, and of course, led Wichita State, the Shockers, to the men's Final Four. Just your overall assessment of what he has been able to accomplish there in Wichita.
Well, Greg is a tremendous coach. He's won everywhere he's been. I got to know him years ago when he was the head coach at Winthrop, and nobody back then had probably heard of Winthrop, and they won a lot of games there, and then he's done a tremendous job at Wichita State. I think as you look at them and their resume heading into March, some people around the country are going to be a little skeptical. They don't have a lot of great wins, but they have been able to be undefeated, and that's a tremendous accomplishment in itself. So I think there's going to be some people around the country that aren't really sure how good they are. Do they deserve a number one versus, say, a Wisconsin? If Wisconsin wins the Big Ten championship and those two teams are put up against each other, you would say, hey, Wisconsin's got a lot more wins. But Wichita State, what they've done throughout the year is just tremendous. To go undefeated at any level in any league is a great accomplishment.
Okay, we'll talk to you again real soon. Thanks so much, Mo. Once again, a very special thank you to Mo Cassera, ESPN analyst, and all of our guests in our lineup tonight. Jason, Peter, Ken Davis, award-winning sports writer and author, Bob Berry Jr. with News Channel 4 out of Oklahoma City, Bill Ingram, the senior NBA analyst with BasketballInsiders.com, and Greg Peterson. Remember, don't drink and drive. We'll see you next weekend for the biggest, the best in sports, the Big E Sports Show. So long, everybody.